USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As cold weather continues to grip much of the country, many people are scrambling to make sure those who don't have a place to live are protected when temperatures drop below zero. Autumn Dilley is an outreach worker in Minneapolis. She says she's doing what she can to help people get out of the cold.
It doesn't matter where we're going to bring folks. We just want them to get out of the cold and get somewhere warm.
Dilley continues by telling Fox 9, the local Fox affiliate in Minneapolis.
Our capacity normally is 25. Yesterday we extended our capacity to 33, and tonight we're going to extend our capacity to 45.
That cold weather is moving east and now affecting folks from Ohio all the way to Massachusetts. President Trump is again railing against his impeachment. The president is tweeting that the impeachment was a partisan hoax, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is finding celebrity attorney Michael Avenatti guilty in his Nike extortion trial. Avenatti was found guilty in trying to extort $25 million from the sporting apparel and shoe company. Prosecutors say he threatened to expose the company for paying college basketball prospects. A wildlife park is doing something interesting on this Valentine's Day. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
On this Valentine's Day, a wildlife park in Southern Oregon is offering a way to get revenge on your ex. For a small price, you can buy a salmon, give it your ex's name, and then feed it to one of their bears. You can receive an individualized photo of the fish you named, a photo of the bear ripping into your ex, and a special certificate that recognizes you fed your ex to a grizzly bear. Wildlife Images is a small nonprofit, and these type of fundraisers supports the care of the grizzly bears.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
House Republicans are unveiling the first of three parts of their environmental plans that rival recently released plans from House Democrats. Republican Congressman Dan Crenshaw of Texas shares with Fox News some of the highlights.
You know, the president talked about environmentalism at a State of the Union, and recently Leader McCarthy, along with a variety of Republicans, Representative Garrett Graves, Greg Walden, we've all rolled out this new plan that shows that, yes, of course we do care about reducing emissions. I have a small part of that, the New Energy Frontier, which deals with carbon capture specifically. And that has two parts to it. So one part is simply using existing funds at Department of Energy to invest in research and development and pilot programs for carbon capture within the natural gas sector. And this isn't science fiction. This already exists. There's a plant right outside of Houston that powers 5,000 homes, takes in natural gas, recirculates CO2 through the facility, and has zero emissions. So we can look at ways to actually scale that out. So these are real solutions. What Bernie Sanders is talking about, he's talking about a socialist takeover of the economy. He doesn't actually care or have any solutions. None of these Green New Dealers do. And that's important to note. They care about virtue signaling. They care about yelling and screaming. They care about scaring children. We actually have solutions, and it's based in technological innovation that we can export to the world and actually focus on global emissions.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.